Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the VetGrow podcast. This is episode 132, titled Winter is Coming. And today's day is September the 4th, 2017, which I can't quite believe we're in September already. Seems like this year has flown by. So coming up today, I've got a little on what's been going on the plots, the diary section as usual. And then, as this title suggests, it's Winter is Coming, which is nothing to do with a certain TV programme, but just more to do with the fact that we are in autumn now, and in a few months winter will be here, and I need to be prepared to cope. So I've got my mind into that kind of frame of mind, but we'll come to that in a section. Before all that, I just want to thank everyone for the support shown after last week's podcast. It has been truly overwhelming and grateful to have so much compassion from everyone out there, and it's really helped. What I've also been absolutely impressed about is the fact that there was a lot of stories I was receiving about people's, how gardening has helped with people's depression and many other problems. And I kind of feel, well, this needs to be talked about a bit more. And I'm trying to think of a way I can put a project together to try and get depression and gardening together and help more people. I do think the biggest thing we need to do is talk about it. But anyway, before, let's deal with what has happened in this last week. And, well, last week I was still off work, really enjoying having some time off work, actually. It was really nice. I spent a lot of time breaking down and preparing lots of pallets. These are getting ready to build more beds and borders and things on my allotment. I spent a lot of time when I was doing it at home, and it's just doing general maintenance, weeding and oiling and that sort of thing. Not a huge amount to really report about at home, although I did notice something would be eating my cucumbers that were growing pretty well. And I couldn't figure out what it was until I saw one of the chickens jumping up and eating them. So it was them. But I can't complain. The chickens had a lot of time out in the actual vegetable patch last week while we've been off, so they were quite happy as well. Wednesday, I popped down to the allotment. No, I didn't. I popped down to my local Wilkinson's. And at the moment, the sales are on as they're trying to get rid of stock. You'll find this with Wilkinson's and a lot of garden centres. They're trying to get rid of stock to bring in the Christmas stuff. So, discounts galore. I've bought quite a few items at knockdown prices. And I even managed to buy some onion sets, some shallot sets, and some garlic sets ready for planting in the next couple of weeks. I also bought some seeds for this photo competition, which is fast approaching. And there's some really, really good discounts about. So I'm gonna, when we get onto the Winter is Coming section, you'll hear what I'm talking about here more. But it's worth getting down and having a look around. Friday, while I was at home, I actually planted the celery plants that I had grown in pots, and I've planted those into my wooden trough. So far, I've checked on them tonight, actually, and they seem to be growing pretty well. They're not huge or huge stalks, but they're doing well, and I'm pleased with them. It's been my first attempt at growing them, and I really can't complain so far. I think next year I'll do them earlier if I was to do them again and try and get them a bit bigger and thicker. But yeah, not bad. At home, my focus has been on the greenhouse and tidying, because there isn't much growing now. I've taken all the tomato plants away. Although the tomatoes in the greenhouse are still going well, they haven't got blight. So I'm watering in there every few days, picking tomatoes every day almost. Still got cucumbers and chilies and stuff growing in there. Although one of the chilies, the hot scotch, the label says, it looks more like a standard bell pepper. So I'm going to keep my eye on that and see how it does. And the melon I've got growing in there is growing really, it's putting on some size. It's not going to be huge, but I'm happy with it. It's the first time I've managed it, and that's what it's all about. Saturday, I popped down my allotment, and I started with a strimmer. But this was having troubles. It would run and start, but the strimmer didn't seem to turn. I played around with it, stripped it down and had a look, and eventually, I don't know how I repaired it, but I did repair it. Probably spent about 3/4 of an hour just trying to get it working, which is a bit of a waste of time. But it worked, and then I've given everything a strim down, which I'd only done actually a few days before. I just popped down there in the evening and just gave it a strim. So the grass is growing quite rapidly at the moment, but that is just this time of year. Once the strimming was done, I lit the barbecue, and for my lunch I planned to have some ribs. So I got those on the barbecue. And I then turned my attention to the bed that the garlic will be growing in this year. Last week I laid cardboard down on this bed. So this week I just went round and checked all the panels, screwed them into place, any that were loose. I then gave it a lick of paint with, you know, the wood protective stuff that you get from, again, Wilkinson's fairly cheaply. Just gave it a little lick of that just to give it a bit more support. While this bed, the paint on this was drying, I'd done the same to what will be the onion bed, getting those all up to ship shape. Now, it was actually a really beautiful day, nice hot sun, so it didn't take long to dry. And soon after it dried, I put 3 binfuls of horse manure over the garlic bread. I kind of raked these to spread it out and tapped them down just to firm the bed. But I do need more manure. I'd say probably about another 4 to really fill this bed. That's not a huge problem. I can get that, no problem. But that's used up the manure I had. And that's all I could really do on that bed. So on the onion bed, I've laid a load of cardboard again. And I soaked the cardboard down. And next week I'll be doing the same again, putting manure on it. I turned my attention to building a new bed. This only a small bed, and this was at the end of the row on the older half of my plot. It was next to the Loganberry, basically. Last winter I was building several beds there, and I planned to get another one in. And I think I'm going to plant in some horseradish in this one. But that is built. I've again put cardboard on the bottom, and I will be filling that up with horse manure and compost. By this point, my ribs were cooked, or nearly cooked, I should say, and I knew I had some sweet corn cobs that were ready. So I picked one of those and just threw that on the barbecue just to cook it up a bit. And while that just cooked and what have you, I just had a little tidy up and just smartened a few things and neatened things up. Just quickly. Quick job. I ate my lunch and the sweet corn was lovely. You cannot beat fresh sweet corn. After lunch, I started building the corner border of the bed on the newer allotment. This is where raspberries will soon be growing, so I'm really getting that prepared, building that up and making progress to get it ready. With all these jobs completed, and that was almost 6 hours on the plot, believe it or not, I gave everything a really good water, as it hadn't really rained for a couple of weeks, I guess. So everything had a good soaking, although it's since rained. Typical. I did notice one of my gooseberry bushes had next to no leaves. But that had a good soaking, and we'll keep an eye on it. I think it happened last year to some of my other ones. I think it's just a phase that seems to happen on these plots. With this all done, I started harvesting, and I harvested a lot more beans, which I'm getting a bit fed up of in some ways. Some of my potatoes, the international kidney potatoes, and these were another poor turnout. I think with my early and second early potatoes, the frost just done the damage. I had more tomatoes and a couple of apples, and then I also had my first pumpkin. This was a smaller variety called Rouge d'Entre, or something French like that, that I can't really pronounce, but it's slightly bigger than my hand. It's a decent size. I'm quite happy with it, and it looks good. I've got more to follow in up. This one had just completely gone orange, and when I tapped it, it sounded solid, so I've pulled that off, and we can cure it in the sun, but we'll probably eat it before then. My wife will plan to do something with it. Then loaded up my van with everything that was to go home, and then I harvested all my sweet corn and rushed home and got them into a pan of hot water for 3 minutes, then cooled them in a bowl of cold water, and then put them in the freezer. Now, this is a race against time to get sweet corn blanched and frozen, because the sugar that gives the sweet corn its sweetness starts to turn to starch as soon as you pick it. And you've got about an hour to get it done. And that just helps preserve its sweetness. It sounds hard, but it's not. But it's just a race against time. Sunday was mostly in the kitchen, and I was making chutneys, relishes, and canning some beans just to get things used up and go in places. So yeah, it's been really, really busy, busy, busy. That's the fun of growing food. We are coming into, harvest time of year, so it's all good. Really pleased with how things have turned out this year. I've got plenty of food coming in, and I'm really happy with things. So, winter is coming. I know it's a reference to a certain TV show, but it's nothing to do with Game of Thrones. It is literally about getting in the mindset of preparing for winter. It's not long to go to a winter. September, 1st of September is meteorologically, whatever they pronounce it, the first day of autumn. Although some people don't believe it until the 21st. Either way, 3 months and we're into December and winter is here. So it's closing, it's getting, drawing in. I mean, it's half seven, it's quarter past eight and it's dark outside. Now, I notice many gardeners tend to pack up in the winter. They just pop the plots to bed and don't attend to them until spring. For me, I work on the plot all year round, as I find there's a lot that can be done, provided I'm prepared and got all the equipment ready to do it now. And as I mentioned when I popped to Wilkinson's, a lot of garden centres and places like that had things on special offers. So a lot of the things that I'm going to be talking about that I need to do, it's more about making sure I've got the stuff to do it. And as it's cheap, there's no excuse. Now, we're into September and it'll soon be time to sow and plant my overwintered crops. And as I mentioned in the diary section, onion, shallots and garlic. These will be going in a couple of weeks. So I've brought most of those to make sure they're in stock and ready to go. I do need some bolt resistant onions as I'm doing an experiment with those. And probably a few more shallots. September is also a chance to sow more overwintering brassica crops. So I need to go through my seed box, see what I've got to sow. It may be too late for some. I think kale, if you sow it now, it's a bit too late, but I've got plenty of that anyway. However, if there's anything that it's too late to sow, garden centres do sell seedlings, and that may be a backup should I need it. When we get to sort of October, November time, there's things like broad beans and peas that would need to be planted, or sown anyway, overwintered, to get an extra early crop. So I'm making sure I've got the seeds for those as well. Last week I spoke about bare root plants, and I've mentioned again in the diary, I've started preparing the beds and getting that ready. I've ordered some bare root plants, and when these arrive, I want to get them straight in so they can basically establish themselves over the winter. To aid all these plants, obviously, during the winter when the harsher weather arrives, they're going to need a lot of protection. Not just from the weather, there are things like birds and other animals that are looking for something to eat. And my potatoes last year, or this year I should say, have been affected, I'm sure, by that late frost. My mistake I made there was I didn't put the fleece over. So I've made sure I've got plenty of fleece to place over plants, such as potatoes, should I need it. I've also bought a few more poly tunnels, cloche tunnels, the smaller ones, and netting tunnels to place over lines of plants to afford them some protection. I've also brought some other bits of netting and stuff that I can just knock up a bit of a framework and throw these over to secure them into place and give all my plants a bit more protection. Preparing the plots for the winter is going to be a top priority. Harsh weather will come, and my structures, I want to make sure they're strong. So going around and making sure they're strong, no loose panels, everything's screwed into place. And liquor paint where it's needed, just to afford it a bit more protection. Now this will go for my beds, my sheds, many things like that. However, at home, my fences do need replacing, and I'm hoping to get this done over the winter. So my home plot will actually mostly be empty so that the fencing can be done and not break anything. Although I'm considering growing some green manures just to get some fertility in the soil. But we'll discuss that as we go. The beds on the allotment, as I said, I want to make sure they're all in good condition and screwed into place, painted. There's going to be all of them, as well as the ones I'll be building. And of course, the ground itself, I'm going to cover those in manure and compost. So I need to make sure I've got plenty of that, which isn't a problem because I know I have. These manure and compost will just be placed on top of ground a good few inches. The worms will come and drag it down into the soil, but it will also protect the soil from washing out nutrients and things like that. In some cases, some of my beds may be empty, so I'm going to cover those in my weed suppressing membrane. Another thing I need to make sure I've got plenty of. Sheds, obviously, yes, they will need to be protected, but they also need to be cleaned. Any leaks sealed. Roofing felt replaced if need be, tidied inside, and plenty of gas for the stoves to make cups of teas, and that is really crucial because I love a cuppa when I'm on the plot, and in the winter it's really, really necessary. The greenhouse itself will have many tender pot plants in there, so I need to make sure that I've got plenty of bubble wrap as well as fleece to give those a bit more protection. But the greenhouse itself will need washing down and let more light through and aid a lot of these plants. Winter is also when I do a lot of my serious maintenance to my tools and equipment. I'm going to have to make sure I've got all the chemicals and materials needed. So things like disinfectant, oils and stones for sharpening, that sort of thing. I'm pretty sure I have got it, but I'm going to give it one more check. And again, it's all fairly cheap at the moment, so I'll rush out and buy it. Water butts, obviously these will be filling up with water over the winter. But towards the end of autumn, I can empty them if they're not empty. And I just want to check there's no leaks and seal any leaks that I do have. PTFE tape is quite a good one to use to seal leaks around taps and things. I generally don't treat my water butts internally. They can sometimes get a sludge on the bottom that I'll just scoop out. But most of the time, I don't bother with that. Most of them have a lid on, and it's never been a problem for me. It'll also be worth cleaning out the gutters. Although the leaf fall in autumn will obviously make these a bit worse. Then, of course, there'll be jobs that need to be done through the winter on the plants, like winter pruning and just general maintenance. I just want to make sure I've got everything in place that I can do these, because there's nothing worse than arriving and making sure, arriving to do a job and not having everything I need to do it. At the moment, a lot of these items are cheap, so why not make the best use of it? And in fact, you can probably buy stuff for next year. I mean, I've found in the past I've bought labels, 5p a packet for 20 in a packet sort of thing. So it's worth having a look. Even potato bags in previous years, I bought a packet of two for 50p from Wilkinson's. Normally they were fiver. So it's just worth thinking and having a look. Now, of course, there will be more projects over the winter that I plan to do. And I tend to like to do a lot of my infrastructure work over the winter. This is just because in the spring and summertime, the time is taken up with growing the plants and tending to the plants. So a lot of my infrastructure stuff gets pushed to one side. And I just find winter a better time to concentrate on this. We do, you know, it may be winter, it may be cold, but even you can get dry days with some decent sun. It'll still be cold, but I don't mind the cold. I can still work in it. And those are the best days I find to work in. It's things like, although I don't really dig over soil, that is great at that time in the weather. And all this is basically, if I do a lot of my winter stuff, it makes it for a more successful growing year next year and keeps my plots up to scratch. So that is it for this week. Any thoughts and suggestions, please get in touch. Don't forget the photo competition will be drawn to close in a couple of weeks, and there's £20 worth of seeds up for grabs. Instructions are on my site. You can be found at theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, and I will add a link to this blog post. There will also be a link to certain items on Amazon that I've mentioned today. So with all that, please take care, and I will speak to you all again. next time.